First this week, heart disease. It's the commonest cause of death in the UK, and it happens when the coronary arteries that carry blood to the heart itself become furred up. Luckily, nowadays, doctors can reopen narrowed arteries and prevent them from closing up again by inserting metal cages called stents. But knowing where to put the stent, in other words, identifying the regions of the damaged blood vessels that are at greatest risk of blocking and causing a heart attack, can be very difficult.
Now help is at hand because Ramsey Camis, who's a British Heart Foundation cardiologist at Imperial College, has found a way to make these danger zones light up so doctors can actually see them using an antibody that glows.
Some of these narrowings, which are called plaques, can rupture. And when these plaques rupture, they cause a blood clot to form, and then the blood clot causes obstruction in the artery, which then stops the heart muscle from getting enough blood and therefore enough oxygen, and you end up having a heart attack. So the challenge is to identify which of these plaques are going to rupture and cause a heart attack. And up till now, this has been a very challenging field.
And of course, the reason for being interested in identifying which of these plaques might need intervention is that we now do have ways of going in and doing things to the insides of arteries to unclog them, open them up and stabilise them, which we didn't before. But if we don't know where to do that, we can't really solve the problem.
That's absolutely right, Chris. With the current technology that just looks at what the artery looks like, this is still not good enough. And therefore, developing a way of identifying these hot areas is really, really important.
But these lesions are inside the blood vessel, inside the person. So how can you see what's going on in the wall of a blood vessel inside a person?
This is the great advantage of using what we call molecular imaging. So we've developed an antibody against this heavily oxidized LDL, and we've attached a fluorescent marker to that. And then we injected that into animals that mimic the disease that humans have, which is hardening of the arteries, atherosclerosis. These antibodies home into where there are high levels of these oxidized LDL molecules. And then you can visualize that using a special camera. And you can do that either in the whole body of the animal, or you can do it also by using a catheter that you can thread through inside the artery, and you can look at these deposits from inside the artery, which would be hopefully the technique that we'll be using when we take this work further into humans.
And when you do this, do you actually find it flagging up areas of the walls of arteries, which when you look later using other techniques, like looking down the microscope, do seem to have areas that look prone to rupturing?
Yes, absolutely. So when we look more closely at those areas that light up with our technique, you can see these areas have heavy load of white blood cells, which are called macrophages, that congregate in areas of dangerous plaque. And we've also taken this forwards, and when we stain atherosclerotic sections, which are taken from people who have had atherosclerosis or hardening of the arteries, you can see similar pattern as well.
This strongly suggests then you have got something which can home in on these hotspots. You would traditionally go in and open up the artery with a balloon and then put one of these wire cages, these stents in there to hold the artery open.
Well, yes, that would be one thing to do, but as technology moves forwards, there would be maybe other ways of treating that part of the artery without even having to put in one of these stents. One of the things we are working on is attaching therapeutic molecule to the antibody itself, so that as the antibody homes into where the dangerous area of atherosclerosis is, it will also deliver a drug to that site in a very specific manner.
And are we far away? As in, how long have I got to survive without having an MI, a heart attack, before I can be the beneficiary of this?
Well, Chris, that all depends on how well our next bit of work goes. As you know, in science, things are unpredictable. But if you give us at least 5 years, hopefully we'll be at a stage where we can try and recruit you as our first-in-man patient, if you are interested.
And I prefer to be the second, actually. It's always good to be the second, isn't it? Because then the first poor guy finds out what the pitfalls are.
Well, yes, absolutely. I very much would encourage you to keep talking to us, and we will keep updating you with our progress on how we're getting on with getting this into humans.
Something to look forward to. That's Ramsey Camus on the study he's just published in Nature Scientific Reports.